Were claws for a second.
Okay.
Coming to you live from the city that time forgot, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Now, your favorite blacksmith, here's Nate.
Ahoy, mateys.
Ahoy.
I'm sorry, that's the wrong thing altogether.
Are you a seafaring blacksmith?
Well, blacksmiths didn't just fly here.
You make a good point. They might have needed ironwork on the boats. I've seen Game of Thrones. The whole Iron Men, they're seafaring people.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
I haven't, but there we go.
Spoiler.
You would like it. There's boobs and violence. It's like Game of Thrones with, like, suits of armor. I mean, not Game of Thrones. Sons of Anarchy with, like, suits of armor.
Okay.
And horses instead of motorcycles.
Well, I forgot to print something out, so we're not going to be able to do one of the things we're going to do on today's show, I know. Maybe next time.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Coming up on today's show, some very fun stuff in Florida Corner.
Yay.
Yeah.
What is that?
What's what?
Nothing. I thought
Florida Corner, it's a segment on the show where we talk about crazy stories from Florida, but that's not important right now.
What show is this?
Exactly.
I thought I heard some weird sounds in the background, but that was just me.
It was the bottles of wine falling over.
Okay, got it. We're having a party here, y'all.
Oh. Also, we'll talk about answering the phone during sex and Anthony Weiner.
Nah.
We've got Anthony Weiner news.
Speaking of phones and sex, Anthony Weiner.
Before we get to all that, Ted,
yes.
what have you been up to since last week?
Oh, let me tell you, Becca and I ventured to Cortland, California for the annual Pear Fair.
Oh, it's my favorite agricultural fair of the year, and I missed it
again.
Wow.
It really
that's a pretty high bar for all the agricultural fairs.
I used to do the run every year.
There was a run?
There is a run.
Oh, but... Yeah, it was
okay.
We did not do the run. We had pear strudel. I found the hat that I've been looking for a long, 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 long time. We watched Amy Ann's band play.
Yes, our beautiful friend Amy Ann, who is in the band Hip Service, they were the main entertainment for the fair, so that was super fun.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a quaint little town. I enjoyed it.
Did you guys run into Larry Mead?
No.
We didn't, although we understand that he was there.
He was there. He was there with his boyfriend, Adam.
Yeah.
They were. He made the comment that there were a lot of pear-shaped people there.
Well, there were a lot of pear-shaped delights to augment one's pear shape. They had pear ice cream, pear mochas, pear smoothies, pear pies, pear strudels.
Pear mimosas always used pear to barbecue. Be what I would drink.
Yeah, and it was ripe for pear puns. When you know my boyfriend Ted, he likes to make puns, so I think we did just about all the pear puns that were possible.
Yeah, in addition to...
No!
I was just going to say that in addition to all the food, there's assorted paraphernalia to purchase.
And there was a...
Yes, I got that. Paraphernalia.
And when we got there, there was...
Thanks for pulling it out.
When we got there, there was a parade.
Nice.
But I had something amazing happen. Can I share?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. I received a present. We went to a dinner party on Friday night. And my beloved Auntie Corey, my second mom, was there. And she brought me a copy of Legally Blonde and Legally Blonde 2 on DVD because she listens to the Nate Darling Show and she had heard how much I love that movie.
Aww.
And she brought it for me. So that was my first present that I ever received from someone listening to the Nate Darling Show.
Happy.
Woo! Yeah.
You
got to witch it. They were fun movies.
They were fun uplifting. Movies. Yes. Boy. Yes. We watched them and we were drawing parallels between Elle Woods and Leslie Knope. I think I really like, you know,
positive,
perky, blonde heroines who do excellent things to make the world a better place.
I need to rewatch the second one because I don't remember that being quite as awesome as
it
the
is
first
not
one.
Quite as awesome, but it still it's has like awesome a sweet enough. Spirit. It's cute. Yeah. Well, I have it. I own it now. Thank you, Auntie Corey. So you can
viewing party.
Yes, you're welcome to borrow it.
Can reignite your love for the legal industry. once you rewatch it.
Oh, but in the second one, she leaves her law job and becomes a legal... No, she goes... She goes to write a bill on Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm. Which movie does she go to Alabama to reconnect with her roots and ends up back with an old boyfriend, I believe it is?
That's Legally Blonde 3, Back in Bama.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. It didn't come in the package with the other two that I got.
It's a joke. It's Sweet Home Alabama.
It's also a great movie. I have that on DVD if you need it.
I've never seen that one.
So
we'll do
fun.
A Reese Witherspoon swap.
You're going to have to swap movies. So, Christiana, what was big in your world over the week? I know you were away last week. You were away from the show.
I was away from the show last week. I think I was just resting. I keep getting colds and sick. This is not my month.
Were you resting comfortably? Could we have reported that? She's resting comfortably.
What did I do? It's just been busy. Everything has been busy. This past weekend, we had some good shows at the Comedy Spot. That's always exciting.
Hey.
Nick Miller, the editor, one of the co-editors of the Sac News Review, did attend Lady Business on Saturday night, although I don't think anyone in the cast met him. He was there, tweeted a picture as proof.
Was it a good show?
It was a pretty good show. I'd give it a solid grade.
Now, did he laugh or was he just like shaking his head?
I don't
slowly?
Know. We didn't know at the time, like we weren't, which is probably better. So we weren't like looking at him every time we doing know, crack right. Eyes going, hey,
doing
hey,
every
hey?
Scene for him.
No. And, although I did the podcast, before Lady Business, which I have only done once. And I've never done it at the Comedy Spot. I did one of like the special podcasts, top 10 podcasts at the May the 4th event in West Sac earlier in the year. On May the 4th. And so this was the first on, you know, home turf podcast. It was top 10 television dramas. And also on the panel was Carlos Rodriguez, who, if you recall from past show, however, 2 weeks mm-hmm. ago or whatever, was one of the stand-up comedians who didn't appreciate the bunch of complainers who complained and got women on the list.
Basically you.
Yeah. Well, but he didn't know that.
Too,
when so. I mean, I met him, I don't think he really thought about, I don't think he knew anything. But then when we start the podcast, Brian's going down the line introducing everyone. And, you know, when he gets to me, I'm the last person. And he goes, oh, and you've been quite like the, you know, rabble rouser, whatever, troublemaker from the, and I was like, oh, crap. So then Carlos was like, what? And then it was a thing and it was dumb. And he was wrong about like four things.
Oh, great.
What sort of things was he wrong about?
No, it was just the, you know, well, he tried to say that he didn't, I can't remember, Brian said he got huffy about it or something. He's like, I never got huffy.
Nice.
I got Schwinn about it.
Yeah.
Bicycle joke.
Bicycle humor. No, but he was mad. He's like, well, I don't really care anymore. It's just that, you know, women were nominated last year. If they weren't nominated this year, you know, dot, dot, dot. Basically, the implication was, well, it's just because there were no women good enough this year, obviously.
Oh, great.
Which I, whatever. And then he said that his biggest problem now was still that they changed the name of the category. And I said, they didn't. It was called Best Person to Make You Laugh last year, and it's called Best Person to Make You Laugh this year. No, they called it Best Comic. They just changed it. And I'm like, okay, that's extra wrong, because it was one blog post that said Best Comedian, never said comic. And
who else is sorry I asked?
Addiction thing.
Okay, Becca's. So. Okay, we can move on now. So how was the podcast? Oh. Other than that, was good?
The podcast was fine. I screwed over their top choice for television drama because I could.
What was the choice that you edged out of the way?
I don't remember now if it was Sopranos or Wire.
Uh-oh.
It was one of them.
I saw Sopranos on the... Oh, you may have pulled it off the board. Okay.
I don't remember which one I bumped.
Oh, yeah.
If you bumped the Sopranos...
I don't know. It was whatever was in the number one position, and I put
just
it in.
Just to be difficult.
Well,
and what did you put in? Did you put in The West Wing? Is that what you did?
No.
Okay.
No, Veronica Mars.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Have you seen it? Then you shut your mouth,
Nate. I think this makes three questions in a row that you're sorry you asked. I've been keeping count.
Let me put it to you this way. All right.
I don't know what that sounds like, but it's not good.
So
it's like when you hurt yourself and you're rubbing the
rest
wound.
Of it was good, but I didn't do a very good job. I did not game the top 10 podcast very well.
Freaks and Geeks made the list.
So, did yeah, it? Freaks and Geeks made Becca's the list, delight. Which was good.
Yeah. I didn't even know that, but now I'm delighted.
It is a drama. It's a comedy and a drama.
It's like a comedy drama. It's an hour long show.
Well, I understand that, but
that's why Nurse Jackie ends up getting nominated for comedies. And yeah. It's not because it's half an hour, and if it's half an hour, it has to be a comedy. But
it's one of my pet peeves.
I put on my list was Orange is the New Black, which is again sort of walks the line between comedy and drama.
I fell asleep halfway through the first episode.
All right. But you're going to stick with it.
Then you missed the hot sex scenes.
To be fair, I was watching it in bed to fall asleep. So it did its job.
Okay.
And anything I would put on would have done the same thing. Basically, I watched it until the pie fucker, until the pie fucker left. And that's basically when that was the last thing I remember.
If you didn't see her in the prison, then you missed the stuff that would have kept you up.
So much is going to happen. It's a really good show.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I'll watch it at some point. I got a new TiVo. Ooh.
TiVo.
So I'm very excited to have TiVo again. It's not a DVR. It's TiVo. And I got it from my friend, and now I have lifetime service. So I have TiVo forever, or as long as I have cable.
TiVo
because
forever.
It doesn't work with satellite. Mm. And I'm super stoked.
TiVo's not a DVR? You're just not allowed to call it a DVR?
TiVo is a DVR, but not all DVRs are a TiVo.
Right. Okay, I gotcha.
It's the Cadillac of DVRs.
Rectangle
when
squares.
Cadillac was the best thing. I got that from my buddy who is taking the bar. If you're hearing this podcast on Wednesday as it's released, he is in the middle of taking the California bar.
Sorry, you miserable bastard. That sucks. Hang in there, bro.
He's already passed the New York bar.
Oh, shit.
So he is...
Glutton for punishment.
Bar number two. No, he wanted to live out here. His wife got a job. They live in San Luis Obispo.
Oh, it still sucks.
And...
those are the two worst bars in the country.
Yeah, and he'll be fine. He'll get it. He's smart. He's smart and he prepared.
Doesn't mean it's fun.
Oh, it's not fun at all, but...
Sucks.
No one goes into law for fun, though.
No, not at all. But
like four nerds are, and they're really annoying.
The advantage he has over other people is he's already taken the New York bar, so he's not like...
He gets to skip day two if he took it recently enough. He doesn't have to do the middle day.
It was last year.
Oh, yeah, then he gets a day off.
I don't know if he realizes that.
He will.
Surprise.
You don't They'll have to take... There's a, the middle day is a multiple choice test, and it's the same in every state.
All right, well,
and then... so he doesn't have to do that one.
Then he's living large in Santa Clara.
It's not possible, as it were.
Look, the 49ers are moving there. He tweeted a picture out of his hotel room, and he has a view of the Niners' new stadium that's being built there.
Wow.
So, Becca, you look confused.
Oh, I just looked over at your refrigerator, and I saw sort of like a bikini bottom. There's like a picture of a lady with just bikini bottoms on and then a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And it says,
this is for a good time.
Please call us for a free. And I was like, what? And then I saw the word tan. And so I get it. But at first I was like, what is this? Like, please call us for a free naked bikini lady.
Well, that would be good. This spray on tan place was on the Fox 40 morning show last week. And one of the things they did, they left a pile of those in our break room. They says, thank you, Fox 40. Please call us for a free tan.
Huh.
Ooh.
So I thought, you know what? I could use some color.
Are you getting tanned, Nate?
I have no idea yet. We'll see. I don't know yet. Probably not yet because I'm still on the downward slide of dropping weight. So I don't want to be tanned too soon.
Yeah,
I went to one of those spray tan things one time, and like really all you have to do is just get sprayed. Like it shouldn't be that hard, and I completely botched it. I had like weird dark spots on my legs. I got it on my palms. Like it was just I don't know. I had Oompa Loompa hands for like 2 days, and I fully believe that it's operator error. And then much later, I saw that episode of Friends where Ross gets the tan and everything goes wrong, and I felt better. I can't be the only person who's just botched. Like all you do is you stand there. That's it. That's all you're supposed to do, and I blew it.
Yeah, that would be the one thing that would keep me from that. The fear of Ross. I get that mixed up from when he wear the leather pants.
And
put the powder and he had the pants paste going.
Or the one with the teeth bleaching, where his teeth are like freakishly white.
I think
is that also the tan one?
The tan one?
Because I think he does both. Yeah, and it just gets crazy.
Oh, Ross.
Yeah.
You do silly
yes.
things,
for
Ross.
For people who are under 25, Friends was a show that was on in the 90s that you've never seen.
Yeah.
So that's
Rob hates that show, and he doesn't like dislike anything strongly, but he hates Friends.
Really?
Hmm.
Like notably hates. I don't know why.
Huh.
Interesting. We need to find that out. I need to know.
I didn't really watch it too much when it was on, but like I like it. You know, when it's one of those good rerun shows where you're like, I don't know, I'm watching Friends. That's
See, cool. I disagree completely. I watched it when it was on, and now I couldn't care less.
Can't do it. That's how I'm with Seinfeld.
I'll watch Seinfeld anytime, but Friends was more of a serial thing where it was like one thing led to another to another. It was a more continuous storyline, whereas Seinfeld, not really very much.
That thing was nothing.
I completely missed Friends for years, and what actually got me watching Friends, this is really weird, is 9/11, because I had a TV that I never turned on ever, and then when 9/11 happened, everybody turned on you turn on your TV and you just watch the news and watch the news and watch the news, and then at some point after like a week of that and feeling totally fatigued, I switched the station, and I still had the rabbit ears, so I only got like three stations, and what was on was after work, it's Friends in syndication on, and it's on like every channel, like it's on this channel at 5, this channel at 6 or whatever. So it'd be like news, and then like 4 hours of Friends. Yeah. And so that's how I started watching the show. And I think I've seen every episode now, but it was a direct response to tragedy.
Hmm. And I know they remastered all of the original ones, the original film, because they shot it on film.
Oh.
They remastered them all in HD.
Oh,
so
weird.
16 by 9 HD. So everybody who bought the old DVDs,
suckers,
you're not enjoying it now. It's no good.
Enjoy the black bars on the sides of your TV. So Amanda Bynes.
So sad.
Well, actually, I think we're working our way towards good news with Amanda Bynes.
I don't know.
Well, I would say that we are, because she was put into a 5150 hold originally, which is danger to herself and others, and because she set a fire on some lady's driveway in, I believe, Santa Monica or in that
like
general
with
vicinity.
Gasoline or something.
And accidentally got gas on her dog.
Pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. She got gas on her dog, had to go to like a liquor store and wash her dog off.
In her defense, the lady was ugly. Just going to get that out there. Just kidding.
She didn't know the lady at all, but was in the same neighborhood as her parents. So she's not being charged with any crime. She was put on a 5150 psych hold, and a judge has extended that for at least 2 weeks. Because basically what was happening, according to TMZ, is 90% of the time she was perfectly normal and lucid, and 10% of the time she was completely off the deep end. So
super crazy.
Sort of hints of bipolar and you know, schizophrenia and that sort of thing. And her parents have applied for a conservatorship, which is what Britney Spears' parents did. It was denied to begin with because of the 5150 hold. They haven't really established what her true mental state is and how to handle it. But that's the good news, is she's not throwing bongs out of windows and tweeting that people are ugly. She's actually in a place where they may be able to regulate it and have her move forward with a normal life. So I think that's kind of cool.
Okay, I see your spin on it.
And nobody got badly hurt by that. I mean, this is something that could have been bad, because she actually caught her pants on fire, too, a little bit.
Oh, she's a liar, liar. That's all the proof you need. Circumstantial, but I think it counts.
So she's got gasoline. She's got her gas-soaked dog, and she's setting a fire. She and a dog could have immolated themselves.
That's true.
Well, the dog would have immolated himself, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it would have been hot. Well,
if you're Amanda Bynes' dog, you might have wanted to immolate yourself.
I hope not.
You would hope that a dog would be a better state of mind, but you never know with these tiny purse dogs.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So good luck, Amanda Bynes, with your Van Halen album cover time.
Yeah.
That's right. No one gets that either. 5150 was a Van Halen album in the 80s.
80s?
Yeah.
No one's alive. Well, no one's alive in the 80s. Ever. I don't.
It's true. That's not true. All right. So this I found very interesting. A wife who was filmed by her husband having a temper tantrum in the car has hit back at her partner and said she's filing for divorce after just 14 months of marriage. Let's take a listen to the video of Whitney Mongiat, who's 30. And let me see if I can find the video here. I got to find go to the right place. I set this up. There it is. Let's join the car ride already in progress.
You know, I do all my sh- to have a Saturday to hang out with my husband, and yet all of your shit is all the same.
All I want to do is get my tires rotated.
Get them rotated. I would like to go on the lake. Why can't we go on the lake?
This is,
I mean, there's no reason not to be on the lake right now.
How can we afford it?
Afford it? James, that's like petty money that I'm spending on that boat compared to what
I'm making. do you keep going off and telling
James,
me you don't have
because
money?
I'm trying to sit down and go over the budget with you.
No,
you won't
no.
do
the
it.
The budget is you dictating.
You need to stop and get me some cigarettes.
I don't have to do anything.
Please, I'm about to go crazy.
You already
please,
have.
James.
I mean,
please.
I haven't done anything with you.
Go straight. Let me get cigarettes.
All over a pack of cigarettes.
I enjoy the happy music playing on the radio in the background.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy nothing of this.
I enjoy nothing of that because some selective asshole husband posts something and I'm sure she's the crazy one, right?
Well, we're going to discuss that. She says her breakdown was caused by him egging her on. It goes on for another 2 minutes. And she felt like she was being bullied. Now, according to RightThisMinute.com, she also said she felt that...
Oh, they're so reputable.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh. That she felt embarrassed as friends, family, and coworkers had seen the video. Well, yeah.
Of course.
James, meanwhile, stood by his claim that her actions were an ongoing thing causing the disintegration of their marriage after 14 months. They were married last year in May in a ceremony in Knoxville, Tennessee, surrounded by family and friends. And they've got all the pictures here of the big thing.
Who does that to someone? That's just...
Record them having a fit?
Secretly record them having a fit and post it because it doesn't make him look any better than... I mean, I know a lot of people do it, but it's just so unbelievably selfish and stupid. I just don't get it.
Yeah, that's part of it. He's not a good guy.
No, I'm not
all.
Saying you're defending him. I'm just wrapping my head around this.
But what I would say is if you're in a relationship with somebody who is... Let's just go with the supposition that he's being truthful about this, that you're in a relationship with someone who has these meltdowns on a regular basis. At a certain point, when one of them happens and you've had enough, then you do things that you might not normally do that might not be of the best judgment.
How do we know that? Because he said?
I'm just saying if we suppose what he's saying is correct, because all we have for evidence is her throwing a fit like an 8-year-old because she can't go to the lake. That's what we have. Now, she's saying that he egged her on, but the fact remains she's still throwing a fit like an 8-year-old, whether it was, recorded in a clandestine manner or not. So I'm just going into why would someone record that and post it? Well, you do that because you're in a situation where if this is in fact true, you tell people this is what happened, and they're like, no, you're exaggerating. It can't be that bad. And you're like, no, I'll record one, and you'll see.
You just quietly go and get a divorce. Who the fuck cares?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. I've seen people overshare on Facebook and stuff. Like, you can't...
He did that to humiliate her, purely and simply, which makes me think, like, her side's probably more likely to be true. If he's a guy who doesn't do anything with his wife, and she's like... We don't see each other all week and I want to do something and we have to do this and it's stupid and who knows? I don't know. And I didn't think it was a fit like an 8-year-old until she loses it over the cigarette thing. But
well,
we also don't know what happened before he clicked record.
Right.
And what went on. So it's just.
No, it's someone in the middle of a meltdown. We don't know what led up to it. We don't know what came after it. But my guess is she has had them before. He probably is part of the reason why she has them because they push each other's buttons. And the other thing is when you're looking to get a divorce, you want to come out of it looking better oftentimes. It's for a lot of people, it's not enough to just go, you know what, this didn't work out. We're going our separate ways. You need to go, that person was terrible and this is why I can't be in this anymore. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, This absolutely gave her a way to get, or he was just doing that thing that high school guys do where you treat your girlfriend like crap in hopes that she'll break up with you because then you're not the jerk.
Yeah.
Except he did it in a very public way in which...
I just love that all these stories are just like Daily Mail. apparently at Daily Mail, all they do is cover
this is
shit
what,
that happens in tertiary American cities.
This is what happens. This is what the British think of us.
Right.
This is their expression of us. So she says her husband has been egging her on. She said she felt like she's being bullied and has filed for divorce, and he's standing by his original claim and his decision to post the video online.
Okay.
So do we have any winners here?
No.
No, we do not.
Nope.
I think in general, you keep your dirty laundry and your marriages quiet, except for to your close friends when you genuinely need support. But you don't try to publicly shame or talk shit on the person that you're in a relationship with. Like, that's just, I don't know.
It's bad form.
Yeah.
At the very least.
It's really bad.
Really.
And unfortunate. So now a main radio station is now apologizing. This I'm sure will make you happy.
Uh-huh.
They're apologizing for their hottest TV newswoman contest.
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah, and yet most seductive radio voice soldiers on here in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think we also have best public figure to fantasize about, but it's not clear whether it's male or female, I think. Or
well,
they
the
have a
male
voice
and female does have kind of one male person, which makes it...
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what it makes
sense. Anyway,
so main radio station WDEA has changed a recent listener poll from who's the hottest TV newswoman in Maine to who's your favorite TV newswoman in Maine.
But of the hot ones,
no one's gonna pick one that's not hot, right?
I've seen the pictures.
It's
like grading on a curve. They posted an apology on the contest page. And they said, "Quote: First, let's start by saying that we love all these beautiful ladies.
Aww.
Now Let us say something else. It seems we offended a few of you out there with our use of the word hottest.
Not apology, apology.
To describe these lovely and talented journalists.
Sorry.
It was not our intent to offend, so we changed it to favorite. Sorry about that.
Sorry you're offended.
Uh-huh.
The contest includes a bunch of women you'll never hear of. The Bangor Daily News, which is one of our favorite small town news contributors, reports that Mike Redding, who's a news director for WLBZ and Portland affiliate WCHS, said both of the anchors that they named there declined to participate when they were contacted by the radio station, but were included anyway. They find it demeaning, and I find it demeaning. Our whole newsroom is offended by it, he told the Daily News. No journalist worth her salt would participate in a contest like this. I don't think you need to opt in to a contest like that.
If they were contacted and asked, you don't need to opt in. But if the radio station for some reason was calling and asking permission and they were denied, then they shouldn't have.
Well, I think
ahead.
My guess is they probably called to use like copyrighted pictures of the anchors.
I see.
Just to see their A.
The thing that I love about this story is that it makes me realize that there is a whole fleet of Christianas in Maine who are looking at the radio station and writing letters and being like, hell no. And now I'm thinking just like, how many Christianas are there in cities all over?
I would think there'd be like a high... So I think of Maine as being so like salt of the earth, and they are going to... I don't know. I wouldn't expect Maine staters to have time for this bullshit.
Well, it's interesting. When you get into the cities in Maine, it's much more progressive. When you get into the countryside of Maine, it gets much more...
Is it like creepy New Hampshire? Like live for your die?
No. There's nothing like creepy New Hampshire.
Okay. Just checking.
It's closer to Vermont in that when you're in the urban areas, you get a much more enlightened viewpoint on things by your definition of enlightened.
Well.
And when you get into the outer areas, I mean, California is not really any different. If you get up into
Sacramento.
Well, I'm talking about if you get way up into the woods and like Shasta.
I think
if
you go past like 65th Street, you've gone too far east. And...
So people have a little bit different idea. So it's now your favorite TV news lady. So good for them.
Yay. Go feminist letter writers of America.
Now. There was probably two people that complained. Honestly, it doesn't take that much for if someone writes a letter, it really doesn't take that much to influence people. If you write me here at the podcast and like five of you write, I'm going to go, go away.
But if six of you tweet, then you need done.
If I were a radio station, I would probably react to that because they get all worried. Oh, someone's going to boycott an advertiser, and then this is going to happen, and I'm going to lose 5 cents. Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
We're not sponsored.
We don't even have 5 cents, so whatever. Do your worst. Write a letter.
Yeah, go ahead and write a letter. Right after you do all of your shopping on Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com, that's how you can support the show. Show us how mad you are by how much you can buy at Amazon.com after clicking through NateDarlingShow.com. I bet no one can buy $5,000 worth of stuff this week.
That would teach us a lesson.
It would.
Please don't do it.
It really would.
Like you could buy things that are insulting to us and then, I don't know, dildos. Are dildos insulting to us?
Dildos are not insulting, I don't think, to anyone on this podcast.
No, not. They're just inanimate objects. They're not really insulting.
I got nothing.
I would really like it if they wrote letters, though. That would just be kind of fun. I mean, maybe not letters that
we
are
get
like...
a P.O. box they could write. It'd be like, what's that secret, the one where people post secret, where they make like fancy postcards?
I love that.
Yeah.
You can email the show if you'd like to. It's NateDarlingShow@rocketmail.com.
Yeah, do it. It'd be fun to have mail. Unless, I mean, don't send mail if it's just like, Becca's stupid. But, you know. But if you have something nice to say. Oh.
Yeah, that's not how mail works, usually. It's usually people who are mad.
Yeah. Aww.
That's what you hear. It's like the internet. The only people that mention stuff are people complaining.
It's like Speak Out.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
Crazy. Oh, yes. Speak Out, I love you. You're ridiculous and wonderful and so passive aggressive.
Snail mail.
You remember?
What is that even?
Yeah.
Oh, I love snail mail.
There's enough time for that in the world. Stupid postal service people, speak out.
You remember how the British people don't think much of us? Well, time to turn the table on those limey bastards.
Yay.
No offense, Rob. A new survey shows 62% of women, this is a British survey, 62% of women check their phone during sex.
Wow. What?
That's what it says.
Ted just read today that people check their phone an average of 150 times a day.
Yeah.
So I guess if you're having sex too long, you cut into that busy phone checking schedule.
Mm-hmm. The article says we use our phones to take pictures during meals. We text on the toilet. We check for missed calls and messages first thing in the morning. We take one last scroll through Facebook before drifting off to sleep. So perhaps unsurprisingly, many of us also answer the phone during sex. That's according to a survey recently conducted by vouchercodespro.co.uk on 1,747 souls in England. The study says that 62% of women, well, British women, technically, but we can extrapolate, have interrupted a sex session to check their phone. Just 48% of guys admitted the same. The disparity that could mean either women aren't...
Like at what point in the sex session, you know?
As engrossed in whatever sex sesh from which they took a time out, or they're just better multitaskers, or both.
Well, they're just not doing anything. They're just...
Laying there?
Laying there. not all of them, just in this instance. Maybe, is what's happening.
I think it's also guys probably don't necessarily notice as much or care, just as long as we can keep going. The other way around, women tend to get really mad if you're in the middle of your, like, oh, hold on. Hold on. Oh, that is a good... someone's having a steak. Look at that picture.
I don't know. I find this dreadful etiquette. Personally, my phone is on silent all the time. And, you know, I look at it every so often during the day. But if I'm even, like, having dinner with someone or I'm over at their house or anything, not even a date, just a friend, just another person, my phone is off. It's on silent. So certainly if I'm, like, in a sexual situation, my phone is off. I don't know. I feel like whoever is in the room with you deserves your attention over your phone always. Unless it's like, oh, my God, I know I'm, you know, my mom's going to call and I need to tell her I'm coming to dinner tomorrow or something. And you just let one thing, you know, and you, not sex, but just, stop laughing. This is not coming out right.
Ah.
My point is, whoa.
What was that?
That's the vibrator.
Oh.
What?
That's a blender.
No,
that's
it's
a
not.
High power vibrator.
That's, I.
Okay, it's over now.
What?
Why did that happen? That felt
worse. You shouldn't
worse.
Have a zipper anywhere where the vibrator is going to be, because if that goes wrong, you're going to have like a something about Mary situation with the Franks and the beans with the Franks.
Wait,
and ouch.
But wait, women don't have those things.
No, I know, but they also don't like make the man's fly sound.
Well,
so
if you're in the elevator and you want to whip out a vibrator on between the first floor and the 10th floor, you go zipping. And then you go zip. I know how these things work.
Yeah, you do this.
Women be vibrating on elevators.
That sounds like a dude sound, right?
Elevators?
And then you go. Then you do this.
Elevators?
It's an example.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does that on elevators. Doors open every floor.
No, if you have one of those passes where no one
And then you do this.
Maybe you take the express ones on the really tall... is that a turtle having sex?
And then when you're done...
What is that?
With a shoe?
All the.
No, that's not.
Okay. That was...
No. I don't know how that happened. The last thing I remember, I was talking about calling my mom for dinner.
Your mom was calling during... You had to...
No, but it wasn't during sex. I just meant, like, in general. Sometimes you have to answer the phone for a second because, you know, you have a call with logistics or something. And that's the only reason I would ever even be looking at my phone if I was hanging out with another person for any reason, not just a sexual reason. We need to pay attention to each other face-to-face in the rooms. In real life.
Yeah. Well, answering a call was the main reason people took a break from the tryst. That's
so
30,
like a missionary thing then.
34%.
Face-to-face.
Followed by reading or responding to a text. That's 24%. 22% are checking email.
Oh, God. What email are you possibly getting that's that important?
I don't...
Look, a Nigerian prince could be emailing you at any moment, and you're missing it.
I'm just going to say shenanigans. Exercise.
Did you not hear
right.
the research firm? Who was it again?
VoucherCodesPro.co.uk.
VoucherCodesPro.
They could be a big deal in England. We don't know.
Sure. We could, yeah.
That's and, pretty funny.
I don't think I'd even navigate to that site for fear of what would be lingering.
No.
Oh, he did it.
It
he
is.
Did
it's the best deals online. You can search for vouchers.
There you go.
So. They probably literally just could have made it all up. They've faced no repercussions.
They have been
whatsoever.
Featured in many great publications like The Sun, The London Evening Standard,
nope.
AOL News, The Telegraph, and The Daily Mail.
Well, featured in, but I bet they probably paid for. I could be featured in.
And Yahoo. They were also featured on Yahoo News.
As seen on the internet.
So there you go.
All right, voucher codes.
As seen on the internet.
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or tool.
Whoa. All right, first up in cool or tool, I think I know how this one's going to go. The husband who recorded his wife's tantrum, Becca.
Tool.
Ted.
Sorry, tool.
Christiana.
Oh, tool.
You know what?
Prove us wrong.
He is a fantastic contributor to the show, so cool.
All right, there you go.
It's my logic.
Are they sound drops you can get? Never mind. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, it was a lot of yelling with music in the background.
Yeah,
so
probably not.
I'll be crying and stuff like that. Up next in Cooler Tool, Hot News Ladies. Ted.
Are hot news ladies cool? All news ladies are cool. Yes, cool. Go, hot news ladies.
Christiana.
Hot news ladies are fine. Contests about finding the hottest news lady are not fine.
That was not the question. Becca.
Oh.
Hot news ladies are cool, but it sometimes bugs me when they have shows where all the news ladies have to be hot, like Fox or like Financial Reports, where, you know, it's just like every single news anchor is going to be like really blonde and barbified.
I actually have a former coworker who works primarily at Fox Business. But she has been on Fox News several times. Not blonde at all.
Ooh. Oh, see, you know what? I just made that assumption based on the Saturday Night Live sketches of Fox News. I don't actually watch Fox News.
They have a ton of hot blonde anchors. But yeah. Yes, you were correct. Hot news ladies, they're cool.
Yeah,
it's true. In answering the phone during sex, Christiana.
Tool and also shenanigans. So shenanigans.
Ted, what say you?
Tool nanigan. That's a thing.
There you go.
No, it's yeah, don't do that. I think it sends the wrong message.
Becca?
I was going to say tool nanigans. So oh. It's cool that Ted and I think the same.
Yay.
Because we're in love.
Ooh. What a scoop.
Who knew? Didn't know?
Oh, I don't know if the world knew. But it's true. We are in love.
Answering the phone during sex is not cool at all. It's a tool move. I don't care who you are. How long are you really going to be? Really? I mean, can you not go without the phone for? I'm going to go on a super outward limb here and go. You can't check your phone for. You can't go an hour without checking your phone.
Yeah.
Or on the other side, you can't go 2 minutes without checking your phone.
Right.
Wherever you might fall into that range, there's no judgment here.
Yeah, that might be an addiction problem or really bad sex or something's going on that's not right.
He said a dick.
I did,
Shun.
I'm funnier than I thought.
So let's wrap up Cooler Tool with that.
Okay. All zipped up.
Yeah, well, speaking of people who are zipped up, it's time to talk Wiener.
Wiener. Anthony. And a big week for Wiener.
Anthony Wiener.
Is that his name or once. Is it?
You met him?
I did. I met him once
at a reception in
Washington, D.C. And... he was nice. I don't know.
Nice.
He didn't flirt with you.
He was super young. He was really young then too, because it was a long time ago. It was like 99. So.
Yeah, he's not that old now.
No, he was one of the younger members of Congress at the time.
Yeah, I believe he's in his mid-40s now.
Yeah. Mm. And I have a clipping in my little scrapbook of him. It was like a pets thing, like an SPCA or something.
Aw.
And so you could have your picture taken with Murray the dog from Mad About You. Or Mr. Bigglesworth.
Wow.
Oh.
And so I got a picture of Mr. Bigglesworth.
Good choice.
So did Representative Wiener.
Did,
and if I were him, I would have swapped the vowels my name legally, so I would have been like Wiener. And just...
Or just go, it's pronounced Wiener.
Yeah.
I mean, how hard would that be? I mean, he's one of your people, Ted. I mean, Wiener is a specific Jewish name.
It's not
spelled that way.
You don't want to affiliate with Jewish people?
Well, just ones that... text their wieners or whiners or whatever you want to call them. I don't know.
So this was unearthed by a website called thedirty.com.
Sounds legit.
Well, they are.
Okay, sorry.
Very legit.
Too legit to quit.
At least
they have the exclusive image Anthony Weiner penis picture and timeline.
A timeline.
It's a timeline.
8 years old. 8 days old. Circumcision.
And this is from the lady whose name, what is her name? Something Leathers. Her last name is Leathers, which is really weird. And she was on TMZ today. She went to the beach in LA wearing a bikini, and no offense, but if you're out there and you know the paparazzi is going to be around and you're not really in bikini shape, go with a one piece. She's a perfectly okay looking girl, but the pictures did not do her justice at all. Look, she's out there because she texted pictures back and forth with a married dude.
If you want to wear a bikini, you wear a bikini.
It's Sydney Leathers, everyone.
Sydney Leathers.
You're
sorry.
Welcome.
Yeah, wear your bikini. You're on TMZ. Look how you like. Anyway, go ahead and send pictures to the married guy too. That's cool too. Do whatever you like.
Send them to the Nate Darling
Show. It's America.
Show.
Do what you want.
NateDarlingShow@hotmail.com.
He apparently found
Rocketmail.com.
Sorry.
It is Rocketmail.com. Anyway,
now that other Nate Darling Show is going to get all our mail.
Gosh.
So in 2012, Anthony Weiner found her on Formspring, whatever that is.
What?
Is that a type of cake pan?
It should
spring
be.
Form.
Oh, spring form cake pan. Sorry. Sorry, spring form.
But now I know what baked good I need to make for next week's show.
Ooh. So that started in July. By August, there were already talks of the Chicago sex condo and having sexual conversations. They would send naked images to each other and have phone sex. Anthony Weiner, she wrote, would send me penis pictures from his Carlos Danger Yahoo email.
I know, that's
to my
his,
Gmail.
It is the
name,
best thing ever.
Carlos Danger. I also read that they originally, their correspondence started because she wrote to tell him how disappointed she was as a constituent in his behavior and his penis sending pictures. And apparently he responded.
Oh my God.
With a picture of his penis? I don't know.
Yeah, and he's like, well, look at it. And she was like, all right, well, here's a picture of my ass.
Right. Oh. Never mind. I see the point now. Let's do this.
It's called the tip, not the point. No,
there you go.
Never mind.
she then, when this whole thing came out, I believe she was the one who came out to the dirty, she said, I just want to clarify that although I was 22 and technically an adult, I was obviously immature and acted irresponsibly. I realize my correspondence with Mr. Anthony Weiner was a huge mistake, and I'm embarrassed by it. But the facts are the facts. He's running for mayor of New York City, so I felt I should get my story out there. I have no reason to lie. I don't want the attention, or I wouldn't have kept my anonymity. I didn't get paid for anything. I quite literally have nothing to gain from this. Except we know Sydney Leathers now.
That's true.
And she's on TMZ in a bikini.
Yeah.
So
weird.
She says, to be totally clear, I did not sleep with him or receive any funds from him. I've seen comments stating otherwise, and they're all totally false. I think it's important to reiterate the fact that all of this happened with him after his first scandal. So all of his campaign promises about being a changed man are absolute lies.
That's, you know what? Here's the thing, though. And this is the only thing luckily, I don't live there. I don't have to decide whether or not to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's the best example in the entire world. But the notion, the timeline of all of this, it still didn't happen last week. And that's what bothers me. The people who are giving his wife crap, whatever. They dealt with this shit after it happened. There's a huge lag time between when it happened and when everyone else found out about it.
Yeah, it's about a year.
So, you know, I think the politically intelligent thing for him to do would have been in one of these several glossy interviews he did to test the waters on whether people would accept him or not. He should have quietly just dumped the information like, you know, I continue to have problems even when I stepped down. I didn't hit rock bottom, but then I did, and then we got better. And that would have deflated this entire story.
Well, he did sort of say that by saying there may be more pictures that come out.
Now he said that, but he didn't say that.
No, he did.
Did he say that in the New York Times piece?
He said that when he got into the race. One of the things he said before.
Right.
So,
see, because to me that changes the tenor of the entire story, sort of the timing of it and everything. And he did not handle it in the best. Obviously, he should never have done it, but he didn't handle the disclosure the intelligent way.
Didn't he tell like People Magazine, like, I'm a changed man? And,
yes.
And then afterwards this happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was happening at the same time.
Yes.
The point is, it's totally dishonest about it. I think you're right. If you want to own up to a mistake, that's one thing. But if you're still doing it and saying you're not, and then
to People Magazine,
but to whoever, to people.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know where his mind was. Maybe he thought he he obviously has a significant amount of problems. Maybe the time he thought he was changed and he was highly self-deluded or whatever, but
I think he was still doing it. I don't know.
He probably, and that's a problem, but he's had chances since. It seems to be that there was a break between this particular woman and now,
mm-hmm.
and what he should have done. There was a huge, like a super long article, I think in the New York Times, Sunday Magazine, maybe 2 months ago or like right before he announced for,
mayor
for the mayoral campaign. And it would have been so easy just to say like, you know, and I kept doing it. It was bad. And then I still was lying to myself. He could have diffused it in three sentences and it would have been done.
So he then had to address the situation. So he brought his wife out to stand next to him. And she's catching flack for this, which is bullshit. Whether she decides to stay with him or not isn't really anybody's business. I mean, she's the one who makes the decision. So anybody who's giving her shit for that can just go pound sand. But let's take a listen to a little of his press conference on the new allegations.
Good afternoon. My name is Anthony Weiner, Democratic candidate for mayor of the city of New York.
Seems broken up.
I have said that other texts and photos were likely to come out, and today they have.
Hey, it's a penis.
I said in the past these things that I did were wrong and hurtful to my wife and caused us to go through many challenges in our marriage that extended past my resignation from Congress. While some of the things that have been posted today are true and some are not, there is no question that what I did was wrong. This behavior is behind me. I've apologized to my wife, Huma, and I'm grateful that she has worked through these issues with me and that I've had her forgiveness. I want to again say how very sorry I am to anyone who has received the receiving end of these messages and the disruption that this has caused. And my wife, as I have said, my wife and I, as I've said, are moving forward together. To some degree, with 49 days left until primary day. Perhaps I'm surprised that more things didn't come out sooner. I'm responsible for this behavior that led us to be in this place. But in many ways, things are not that much different than they were yesterday. This behavior that I did was problematic, to say the least.
Right.
Destructive, mm-hmm. to say the most. Caused many stresses and strains in my marriage. But I'm pleased and blessed that she has given me a second chance.
Third chance?
No, it's the second. It's the second scandal.
But the first scandal, and then she took him back, and now it's.
I don't think it's a new scandal. I think that they were working on it. This is my point about.
Oh, I see.
The relationship between the two of them is she. I'm pretty sure knew about this woman and this shit. Well before like the day that it came out.
Right. If they were in counseling and dealing with that stuff, this sort of thing would have come out.
Gotcha.
So at what point do political figures get to say the way the rest of Americans get to say, hey, we decide what goes on in our marriage and we decide if it's open or not and if there's cheating or not and if we're forgiving or not. And it really doesn't matter as long as we do our jobs.
Well, like, here's why it matters. And the reason it matters to a lot of people is it goes to judgment and being able to control yourself. If you're sending pictures of your wang to various people that you know it's a terrible idea, you know it's being unfaithful to your wife, it's a horrible exercise of judgment. And what you're doing when you're running for political office is you're asking people to vote for you to represent them, in which case your judgment is what is going to be acting in their best interest.
That's where I'm going to get off the boat.
Well, you can
get on Becca's boat.
You can hop on and off the boat all you like.
Because I think it's because I think that's.
But if you're asking why people are saying that this is an issue, that's why.
Because there's supposed to. But it also like I don't think it actually would affect his ability to balance the New York City budget or something.
No,
I don't think it has shit to do with that. Or probably 9/10 of the decisions that he would make has nothing to do with it. I think you can be a complete scoundrel in your personal life and it's not going to affect whether you can be a good legislator. But to me, that doesn't mean that the character reference part of it. I mean, I think you can still say, I don't want to vote for an asshole.
Right.
And that's legit. But I don't think that if you screw your wife, you're going to screw your constituents. I don't think that that's...
No, it's not necessarily...
I don't think that's related in that way.
Not necessarily, but in a lot of people's minds, that's why it's an important issue to them.
Do we have Phil Ner on our list to talk about?
No, we don't.
Throw that out there, like closer to home. Since we're speaking of,
well, let me get through this last thing about Anthony Weiner.
Weiner.
Yeah.
Wayne. Sorry. Go ahead.
One of his constituents, a voter, got some FaceTime with him this past week after this whole thing came out.
Private or in front of the camera?
No, I'll make it in front of the camera. That's quiet. That's quite all right. As a former New York City Department of Education employee, with 21 years as a teacher and 9 years as an assistant principal, had I conducted myself in the manner in which you conducted yours, my job would have been gone.
In the privacy of your home?
In the privacy of my home.
I respect your view.
And if standing there, it wouldn't have mattered if 1 year went by or 5 years went by. I don't quite understand how you would feel you would have the moral authority as the head administrator in this city to oversee employees when your standard of conduct is so much lower than the standard of conduct that's expected of us.
Are you not voting for me?
I would not vote for you, sir.
I certainly understand that. I want to let other people make the decision for themselves. Fair enough?
I understand that, but you didn't answer the question.
You've basically stated that that's your position. My position
is... My question to you is...
Yeah, let me answer the question.
Okay, we're not going to go any further into this because it's just arguing back and forth. But there are people who are upset with him for this reason.
And they can not hire him. That's fine.
And they can not vote for him. Absolutely. Yeah. So... Let's talk briefly about Mayor Filner of San Diego.
So Mayor Filner in San Diego, I think in a situation that is far, far worse than
thumbnail it for people who don't know what it is.
Bob Filner is a Democrat. It's a nonpartisan office, but he's a Democrat recently elected narrowly to be the mayor of the America's finest city, named after Wales' vagina, San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out he is a crazy sexual harasser. Lots of inappropriate stuff like, hey, lady, don't come to work wearing your panties, grabbing ladies, like bad, 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 bad stuff. And so a lot of people are calling for his resignation. He's saying he's not going to resign. He did post a very good for a change apology video on YouTube where he actually, it wasn't, I'm sorry, you were offended, like it was a legit, you know, I did wrong because when I did XYZ, like an actual thoughtful one. However, he still refuses to resign, which, okay. He is going to do a 2-week like intensive rehab course, which will fix, you know, the, as my friend put it, septuagenarian's ways will be cured in 2 weeks. And he's also asking the city to cover his legal costs, which probably shouldn't happen.
And he's being briefed on city business in the morning and in the evening.
Right. So he's still, he's still doing some stuff, but, I have a friend who's very active in politics and whatnot. And he posted a thing saying like, you know what, everybody, we don't have to vote for people who are jerks or help them get elected. Or people that we know, because I think it may have been not an open secret, but some that enough people were aware that this guy had a problem. But still, it was, well, he's the most likely Democrat to win the race, whatever, we have to put our time and money and effort behind this guy. And you know what? Actually, we don't have to do that. We don't have to just go along with whatever it is if it's a bad person, if we know it's a bad person.
And there was an article, I think, on Slate. It might have been somewhere else that I read, questioning, is there a double standard if a Democrat does something like this as opposed to a Republican doing the same thing?
No, I don't think so.
That was the question. Like, where is the outrage from feminists on this issue with a Democratic mayor? Whereas if it were a Republican mayor, it would be a lot of outrage.
Oh, well, every feminist in my news feed is equally outraged at both Weiner and Filner. So.
Yeah,
and that's an anecdotal sample, but I think there's plenty.
Right. That was the question that came out. I think the ones that are really thinking about it are as outraged. There are a lot of people who are just super strictly party line who it doesn't really matter. They go, yeah, that's bad, but he's one of our guys.
Well, I still would if I on a partisan vote, I'd vote for Weiner before I'd vote for Filner because Weiner was
he doesn't touch
engaged.
Anyone but himself.
Well, I mean, he was. There were two willing adult parties to this, and he's a dick about it, but he's not sexually harassing his employees.
No,
it's a different kind of wrong.
It is absolutely.
So, I don't know.
Ted's just shaking his head, which was great.
I mean, I don't know what's up with Weiner specifically, or what was up. You know what kind of arrangements Bill and Hillary had or whatever, but I feel like, I don't know, or even like the couple in House of Cards comes to mind. Yeah. You know, there's people who are married for various reasons, and sexual monogamy might not be one of them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like all politicians have to make a public face like they are interested in lifelong sexual monogamy with their married spouse, and it's better to be married as a politician. And it's possible that some of these scandals that are all coming out, and we all get outraged over the person who was cheated on or whatever, like these things, we don't really know what goes on inside a marriage, and it might be good at some point. I do see what you mean, Nate, about judgment and about whether someone is acting in a way that is likely to trip them up in a political career. I can see that side of it, but I also look forward to the day when society kind of evolves and gets its noses out of people's bedrooms a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's possible there's a lot of different kinds of marriages out there. And I wonder if some of these, you know, sad wives standing next to these husbands issuing these like standard apologies, if maybe it was something they pinky swore on and it wasn't a big deal until it became a public big deal.
Yeah. And a lot of this is the internet, because I mean, JFK was doing this all. I mean, he was banging up and down the seaboards, and nobody found out about it. It was a well-kept secret. This is an evolution of sorts of us knowing more and more about people. So we'll on that. Before we go, though, the Carlos Danger name generator, I did it for everybody on the show. Ted, your name is your Carlos Danger name is Alejandro Dynamite.
I'm Alejandro Dynamite.
Ooh,
Becca, you are Santiago Jeopardy.
Which is the best one, I think, Becca.
Is that from
one.
Like that's like a game show in Chile.
It could be. It could be. Christiana comes in as Fabricio Furtive.
Oh, that's pretty good. It's alliterative.
It's true.
And I got Annibal Catastrophe.
Oh.
Nice.
So
I like it.
That's what that came in as.
Just call me Al for short. It's all good.
That's what Paul Simon said.
Alejandro.
You know, only in Florida, though, since we mentioned Carlos Danger, the name, literally an invitation for danger, or at least it became so after the Anthony Weiner thing. Yeah. Well, one danger. There's two men in Florida who actually are named Carlos Danger.
No. Oh, I love it.
One is a Miami-based psychiatrist affiliated with a medical clinic called Innovative Clinical Trials that is, quote, dedicated to facilitating pharmaceutical companies and bringing new products to the market in a professional and proficient manner. That's according to their website.
Quick question. Did you Google people in Florida with that name?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Dr. Carlos Danger is listed on the company's site as a psychiatrist, principal investigator, and a diplomate to the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
Diplomate? That mm-hmm. sounds like a...
Dr. Danger.
His clinic specializes in a range of mental health issues, including attention deficit disorder, substance abuse, and borderline personality disorder. They did not return multiple messages. Another Carlos Danger is a 65-year-old man from Isla Morada, Florida, in the Florida Keys, could not be reached despite repeated attempts.
Poor guy. That sucks.
Shocking.
Carlos Dangers are busy people.
Yeah, really.
They don't have time for the media.
Yeah, and you know what? Every asshole in Florida picked up the phone and looked in the, you know, they Googled them or whatever. I was going to say pick up the phone book, but it's not the 70s.
In Florida, it might be.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just the men having issues in Florida. It's the women, too. A sex toy theft has led to a woman accusing her ex-girlfriend for the crime. A collection of sex toys in Florida have been stolen from a store all storage unit. Do you have that many and got to keep them in storage? The owner of the unit said that she ended a year-long relationship with her girlfriend, Ashley Rivera, who's 23, contacted police to inform them that her personal belongings had been taken by someone who had gained access.
She means personal.
Mm-hmm. According to a detailed report in the Indian River County Sheriff's Office, Fort Pierce resident Ashley Rivera revealed the loss of 3 strap-on dildos among items stolen and points her finger at her former partner. Ashley Rivera stated that her ex-girlfriend had been given access in order to retrieve her own belongings, including electronics, furniture, and personal items. The sex toy theft was uncalled for, she claims, and that she had owned the sex toys prior to the relationship, and that her ex-girlfriend had no right to take them. The ex-girlfriend's name was withheld by police until further investigation as they look into the missing sex toys, a pair of handcuffs, and important documents removed from the storage unit. Ashley Rivera attempted to contact her ex-girlfriend in an attempt to retrieve the stolen items, assuming she had taken the items as a way to get back together with her. It would be the equivalent of taking a prized pair of shoes to force one's ex to talk to you and get them back. Mm. Not quite sure how, but okay. The attempt to contact her ex-girlfriend, unsuccessful, and she was forced to take legal actions in regard to the sex toy theft.
I think she should just let them go. Like, if your sex toy is... If you lose track of where they are, and especially if someone might have taken them for revenge, you just don't want them back.
They're in the storage unit.
I think you let them go, and if they love you, they'll come back on the
road. Unstrap them.
Yeah. I mean, what sort of weird bandolier of strap-on dildos that you have that you've got three? I mean, well, it's America.
You can have bandolier's a great idea. I think I just came up with a product.
A bandolier of dildos?
Yes.
Yeah.
I bet they're different sizes.
Yeah. Different vibration speeds. I don't know.
Yeah. You need the small, discreet ones for travel.
Like the elevator?
You need the...
One floor, yeah. One eight.
Nobody does that in the elevator.
You the movies I watch.
Oh.
I've heard of.
The movies you watch when I'm asleep. I don't know.
They're very short movies.
Even your pajamas have a zipper.
It's true.
It's for
convenience.
It is for convenience. And you don't want something to fly out in the middle of the night.
That's
just how it works. So that's it. All right. Let's bring this puppy home.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
All right. And a reminder before I read the small town news. Hey, if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, go to NateDarlingShow.com first. Click the Shop Amazon tab. It does help out the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and we do appreciate it. Now, we head to upstate New York, to the town of Chateauguay and Brushton.
Chateauguay?
Chateauguay.
All I can think of are just too violent to go with.
Yeah, they're really gross.
Yeah. The
scatological.
Oh, that's better.
It's terrible.
That's what I was thinking.
People are terrible.
Oh, sorry, Nate.
The Chateauguay Town Hall will open its doors two nights a week for a newly started karate club. Staples Contact Karate will be located above the town hall where the Chateauguay Little School holds its classes during the day. Instructor Ryan Staples, a resident of Chateauguay, hopes to have classes from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays and Saturdays. I don't know. I hope his dreams aren't crushed. Though the board agreed unanimously on the request, Staples and Town Supervisor Don Billow will have a more detailed discussion on Thursday morning. I hope it goes well.
Yeah.
Previously, the board said it had been concerned that the karate class would disrupt the Chateauguay Little School, but Staples said that would not be the case. He told the board at its June meeting that the classes would only be working on one side of the room. Board members were also concerned if Staples had insurance, but again were reassured that he does. He said he plans to have the class open the first week of September after Labor Day. He will also open a club in Brushton, which is next to Moira, and not far from Chateauguay. That's going to be at the old school, not to be confused with the little school, located on US Route 11 in that same week. However, Brushton classes will be on Tuesdays and Fridays, also from 6 to 8 p.m.
So they'll be kicking at old school in this karate class? That's a lot of words that went together. Okay.
Indeed.
Ow!
Registration begins August 1st. Staples said, we do this early because uniforms will take 2 weeks to get here. Uniforms are free, complimentary of the registry. Staples was looking to open up classes in Plattsburgh and Potsdam as well. Those are in negotiations, he said.
That is the longest article about a karate class I've ever heard.
Reminds me of the one where all the eighth graders went paintballing and like every single bit of information from the website was in the article.
Well, the first week of classes are free.
Right.
That's according to the flyer.
Okay. And the uniform's free, too. That's actually a really good deal.
It is. Your gi is free. Free gi!
That's how they get you.
They have to live in Chateauguay to get these things.
No, it's Chateauguay.
Well, it's Chateauguay, I believe.
I believe you can commute to all of them if you like. Cost for adults is $125 for a three-month session. That's not bad.
That's pretty cheap.
And for children, $85. But parents can join with their children and pay the same price. That's according to the flyer.
Wow.
So you and T could go in and for like $85 each, learn how to mummy daughter kick butt.
Rob really wants her in that kind of class, so maybe he'll go to New York and do it.
Ooh, there you go.
Probably not. Wait, if this is going to Plattsburgh, does that mean we have a chance of hearing about it and speak out?
It's entirely possible, but here's the thing. If you're talking Chateauguay is compared to Plattsburgh, that's like Sacramento compared to Los Angeles.
Really?
In terms of size.
Wow.
Yeah, because in Chateauguay, there may be 2,000 people. Plattsburgh's 20,000, so it's 10 times the size, baby.
So you're saying the odds that someone will feel the need to speak out about Ryan Staples' karate class in Plattsburgh is pretty small?
You know, I wouldn't put it past any of them.
Why don't we speak out about why there's not... I had to blow my nose. I don't want to blow my nose on people, podcast listeners' ears. Why don't we speak out about why it's not in the town yet? I mean, that would be a legit thing, right?
Yeah, if they're working on it. But there are several karate studios.
Speed it up.
There's several karate studios already in Plattsburgh. This I do know.
Well, I still think this is a seed of an idea we'll have to follow up on.
I agree. Well, this could be my ticket to get into speak out. It's local. It's relevant.
We'll see how that goes. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you for hanging out through all the wiener talk.
Nah. Wiener talk.
We had to get some wiener talk in.
Yeah.
New fresh show for you Friday when you roll out of the rack. Until then, enjoy. This is Parachute. Heard this song last night. It's called What I Know. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Someone, and that's all that I know for sure. I stop the car and close my eyes. I can see your face, but it takes a while. I fell in love with someone else and now I